Wir haben da ein Gimmel mit Beis. Let us again start from the middle of the Amid. Amar Rove, Eidem Shehukrishu Ulubesoif Uzmu Nerogin. Takroshe Tchilos Azomei. Let us see what Rashi says. Shehukrishu Shnaim Oimrim Horak, and the Meiri is Moisef, and there was a Gmardin. There was a Gmardin on the Eidus of the Shnaim. And then later, after the Gmardin, Shnaim Oimrim Loi Horak, that this person did not kill. Ula Besoif Uzmu, Shabos Kat Shlishis Vaomro. Imono heyisem, that how could you say, how could the first cat say horak, and that day that you're being made that it was horak, imono heyisem, narogim. So Rove says the din is that we will kill the first cat. The hakroshe tchilas hazomei, that even though bishas, we are mazim them. Their edus is not functioning anymore. Their edus was hukrash through the second cut. So we consider this as a hascholos hazome, and this does not in any way patter them from the chiyuv hazome. Elo shaloi nigmaro. That means, first, we have a cat that's makrish them in saying that it's not true what they said. And then later, we have a cat that makes the gmar that you weren't even there to see that this occurred. Omar Rove Mino Aminalo. So Rove said, how do I know this Yesoid? And even though they're mukrish, there's still Einshe Yazom. The Sanya, we learned a Baraisa, Meidanu Beish Ploini Shesimo Esain Avdoi, Behipil Esh Shinoi. We have a Baraisa that a person, an Odoin, blinded the Ein of his Evet. These are Eidim are saying this, and afterwards, Vehipil Eshinoi. Now, according to this Eidis, so it comes out that the Eved goes out Lecheiris through the Smiya Sa'ayim, and the Odoin owes him the Meishinoi. Now he's a Ben Chayrim, so the Odoin owes him the Meishinoi. So Bekitzer, we have a cat of Edim that is saying this is what had occurred. He was first blinded, and then he was Hippel Hashina. And the Baraisa continues, Sherei Horav Oimekein. The Baraisa says that the Rav is very happy with this Edis. V'nimtso zaymemim, and then we were mazim these eidim. Mishalmim demei ayin le'evet. So these eidim have to pay demei ayin le'evet. This is a very sosom dikibaraisa. And the Gemara is going to ask a multitude of difficulties on this paraisa if we'll take it kipshutoi. Echidomi. Ilema kidiktoni. If we will accept that this paraisa is speaking about only the way it is mentioned. The leko katachine. There's no other cat. She had one cat that said, Simo es einoi vehipol eshinoi. Then we were mazim them. is, so why does the Baraisa say, Mishalmin d'me'ayin le'eved, that they owe the Eved d'me'ayin, boso d'mafkile l'cheiris d'me'enoi k'boi shlumi? That means their Eidus was an Eidus that he's a ben cheirin. So their Eidus was l'toivis ha'eved, that he's a ben cheirin. We were mazim them, so it's not true. He never became a ben chayrim. So they should, avok upon him, their edis, through their edis, the eved became a ben chayrim. And now if you mazim them, they owe money yet to the eved. Kasha number one. Va'oit, kasha number two, if this is the case, that they said Eidus, that it was Einoi and Shinoi, and then we're Mazim them, so the whole thing is not true. So they were really Mafsid the Odin. They said his Eved went out Lecheiris, to make Kule Eved Lerav Boi Lishlume. So they should have to pay the Rav. The Braisa says they pay the Eved for his Ayin. They should have to pay the Rav for the Eved. They wanted to be mafsid in the Eved. That's the second kasha. Va'oi, in kasha number three, Sherei Horav Oymakein, and the Rav is very satisfied with this agoda. Horav Minechalei, is the Rav satisfied with this agoda? Takel. They are the only Edom that say that this Eved went out Lecheiris, and he owes them money yet for the shame. And the Rav is happy with this Edis. Let us see Rashi. Shesima esein avdoi, v'yotzo Lecheiris, v'achar kach hipel ha-shinoi, v'chayv liten loy d'mei shinoi. This is what the Eidus was. Sherei horav oymakein, kloima. Now Rashi is saying we should not accept these words kipshutoi, that the Rav is saying like this. That's not pshat. And perhaps we'll have a raya from the Gemara where Rashi was muchach to say we cannot accept it kipshutai. No, but she'erav oymakein kloima d'neichele l'rav b'sadusi dani. Not that the Rav Taki said the way these Eidim said. No, the Nechle L'Rav B'Sadusa Dahani, he's happy with it. L'Kama Meforish Mai Nechusa, why he's happy. Bemison, we have a Shtikol Rai. If the Rav said the way they said, so what the Morris Kash is, they should pay the Demei Eved to the Rav. I mean, there's a Hidos Baldin that he said the way we said. So we don't know him anything. So al kolchoch, you have to say pshat, not that the Rav said that what they said, no, but he's happy with this. So al kaponim, so we have here these three kashas. If we will accept this baraisa kipshute, that only occurred what it says in the baraisa, we have these three kashas. He doesn't owe the Eved anything. Fakelti was Meshacha the Eved. Should have to pay the Odin for the Eved that he was, they were Meshacha Yidei Yidusam. And number three, why is the Odin happy with the Eidus? Elalah. So we have to say, we have to add to this Paraisa. It's speaking about kegoin da osu beitrei va'omru hipel ashinai Simo es Einai. Speaking about that first Akkad came and said was Hipil Ashinoi Simo es Einai, the boy Lemesav Leharab Tmei Einai. There was a first cut that said there were two Ezekis, but to say there was first the Shein and then the Ayin. And according to the Edis of the first cut, the Odin owes the Evid the May Ayin, which is an expensive affair. Va'asu beitrei mitzioi. Now that Baraisa speaks about the second cut, this is the second cut, the Baraisa speaks about the second cut. Va'omri, and they say it was not the way you said, the sequence was not shinoi einoi, it was einoi va'hodor shinoi. So they're saying the loyboy la mesav le elo de meshina. You only have to give the meshina. The kamakrishilohu kamoi limtsioi. Now, the second cat who is whittling down what the evid is supposed to receive, the first cat said, he's supposed to receive the Mei Einoi. The second cut is Mafsid the Eved, and the second cut is Mukrish. We'll see soon what that means. Vahainu, and now we see Sheharav Oymerkein. The Rav is Nichalei with the sequence that the second cut gave, was Einoi Shinoi, Amai de Komri, and they wanted to be Mafsid, the Evet, but they were also Mukrish, Oktoni v'nimtso Zaymimim, and now we found that they were Zaymimim. Now a third cut was Mazim, the Mitzioi. Is Mitzioi Mishalmim the Me'ayin Le'evet? The Mitzioi pay the Me'ayin Le'evet. Shma Mino Hakroshe Trilas Hazomi. So we see even though they were Mukrish, but that does not in any way prevent that Oinshei Hazome should be Chal on them. Now let us see what Rashi says. Shma Mino Akroshe Trilos Hazomehi. The Lav Trilos Hazomehi Me'acha Shabotlo Eidusom. Since their Eidus became bottle, Mi'is Bohu Din Hazome. So why is there a din hazome? Their edus became bottle. So kochoch, you see, there are einshei hazome, even though their edus is bottle. Now let us try to understand what happened over here. L'chayra, we'll see later in the Gemara Daf Ayin Dalet that the first cut, and let us say, it would seem from Rashi later also like this, let us say that the scenario was as follows. Cut Aleph came and said that the sequence was Shinoi Einoi. Cut, then the Mitzioi came and said the sequence was Einoi Shinoi. Now, Meikar Adin, this I understand. This is Dachs Mepshat and Chazenish. Meikar Adin, I have here two kitos which are makrish zu ezu. The first cut says that Einai was last. The sequence was Shinei Einai. The second cut says that Shinei was less, Einei Shinei. One of the Kitas Apostle Aides. And by Emerson, I can't believe any one of them, because I don't know which one is kosher, which one is possible. I mean, one of them is saying a lie. You have Yetrei, Yetrei. And I don't know, I cannot be Soymech and Hilchis Eidis on any one of them, because I don't know which one is the liar. You have so by Emerson, Hilchis Eidis, I don't have an Eidis Pshera from any of them, because each one is a Sophic Possum. But what is Bezen going to Paskin? Bezen is going to Paskin as follows. Bezen has in front of themselves two Eidim. But Bezen makes a Cheshbon as follows. Bezen makes a Cheshbon. One of them is Possum, one of them is Kosher. I haven't the faintest idea which is Kosher, which is Possum. But let's make a Cheshbon. If the first one is kosher, so he owes the me'enai. Fine. If the second one is kosher, he owes the me'shinai. Now, al pi cheshbin, he zicha owes the me'shinai because afilo according to the first cat, he owes more than the me'shinai. Most he owes the me'enai. As we megashim, the Meishinai is $5 and the Meyena is $5,000. But Al Koponim, Izicha owes $5. So Misofik, Bezdin will say that Al Koponim, you have at least, you have, Izicha owe to the Ebed something, because I have here, there's one cut of kosher item that says you owe. Either you owe $5 or you owe $5,000, but you owe. So Al Koponim will be mechayev you $5. Al Samimon of Sheikh. But Lemaise, the Adam, who said $5, the kat metziyoi, are they kosher eidis? Can I rely on their eidis? No, I can't rely on their eidis. I haven't the faintest idea if they're kosher apostle. So, botlo eiduso. That means even though Bethan will make a gemar din, that he owes $5 is not because of the eidis of the second one. Now, Misofik, Bezen will say, Mechuyev, to pay $5. But the Chazanish says, Aloshin, Ve'ein Soimchim al Eidusam. Not is Pshat, I rely on your Eidus. I don't rely on your Eidus. Ve'afal Pikein, even though I don't rely on their Eidus, if you're Mazim them, they have to pay the Meishinai. Did you rely on my Eidus? No. So that means when I said Eidus, I was Mukrish to begin with. When I said Eidus, I was Mukrish. You didn't rely on my Eidus. Af al Pikein, if you're Mazim me, I'm a Chuyif to pay. So Rava brought a Raya to a Hishayla. Love a clever Shaila, two Eidim said Horak, it was a Gmar Din Horak. Then two other Eidim said Loi Horak, so Nabezin won't kill anymore. And then there were Mazimim. So Rovi said, Enoch Hanami, Bishas Hazoma, I don't rely on the Eidis of the first cat, because the second cat was Makrishda. Af Al Pikein, there's Oinche Azome, Hakroshe Trilas Azome. The Hakroshe doesn't take away from the Azome. And because there was a Hakroshe, this is not a reason that there shouldn't be Oinche Azome. Even though Bishasmu were Mazim them, there was no Chiyiv Misa anymore. But the Hakroshe does not take away from Oinche Azome. So Rabbi brought a raya from this baraisa. Here is Botla Eidusam. When they came and they told Bezdin that the sequence was Einoi Shinoi, they were mukrish from the first cut. So Memela Ateiris Eidis, they didn't have. They didn't have Ateiris Eidis. So you see that it's shayach to have Einche Yazome, even though the Edim, before they became Muslim, were Mukrish already. Now, a Bezdin was Mahayf to pay $5, that's a Cheshbon of Bezdin, but not, because I'm Soymach on the Edis, I haven't the faintest idea which Ed is right. So that's what Tachmarashi is saying. That means mitoyres edis. I'm not soymech on them. Ba'afal pikein, there is einshei azom. That was Rav Zeraya. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, loy da'af chinu va'azminu. So Abaye said, the pshat you learned in the Baraisa is not true. It's not talking about three kitos of Edim. It's speaking about two kitos of Edim, the Avchinu Vazmin. So let us see Rashi. Omalei Abaye loy. Idohu krishu ayidei katri shoyne. If the scenario would be the way you said pshat, the first Akat Rishayna said Shinoi Einoi, and then they said Einoi Shinoi. So comes Abishas when they said Eidis. They were Mukrish, is Botla Miteres Eidis. So I'll tell you, Shuvain Katshlish is Mizimosam. I'll tell you, I wish to disagree with you, that you don't say Hakhoshet Chilas Azov. No, if that would be the case, there wouldn't be any Einchi Azov. Vahoche, the Baraisa is speaking about Ksheim Shom Katri Shoine Elohim. There, they were the only Kat that spoke about what had happened. Fine. But now you had, if they're the only Kat, so it comes, and now you're Mazim then, so it comes out, Udekashaloch, the Me'evid Larav Boilish Lumi. Hocha, here it's speaking about Kegoin Shekat Shniya Afchinu Va'azminu. The Kat Shniya that the Baraisa says was Mazim them, they also said Fakel from them. Sha'omru Lahem Oisei Hayoim Sha'atem Oimrim. Number one, that day that you said that it was Einoi Shinoi, Imanu Hayisim b'makim plain. That's number one. That's what you said that occurred this and this day. Imanu Hayisim b'makim plain. Fine. Avol b'yayim acher ave, but lemaise, you see that, but this is eyeless and toothless. He says, that happened another day. V'ibcha ave. And it happened fakert. It wasn't Einoi and Shinoi, it was Shinoi and Einoi. Now, the Mimonev Sheikh, Na'agavuch, let us just be a little elech when we learn the Rashi. The Loshon of Abaye was Afchinu Va'azminu. They said Fakert, and they were Mazim then. Now, Rashi had a tremendous problem. That can't be the case over here. So Abaye also, if it was Afchin, if that would be the story, that the story was Fakel, then Azminu, so it's Vaiteshvel. So when Rashi explains the Gemara, Rashi says the sequence was Fakel. Look at Rashi says, Shekatsni Afchin of Azminu, Sha'omru Emoise Yoim Shatam Oimrim Imonu Aisim, it was Azminu Va'afchin. That was the case. That's what Rashi says. don't learn Abaye Kipshutai, because then he defeated his purpose. Abaye says, Hakroshe Lav Tchilas Hazomes. So Rashi says the case was, Oiseyim Shatam Oimrim, Imona Yisim B'mokim Pleini. That day is, so they were mazim them. Avo V'yayim Acher Hava Vibcha. Oh, so Memele, the Mimonev Shech Eved Nofek Lecheiras. We hear from the second cat that the Eved goes out Lecheiras. Vehein Mishalmin Loi Demei Ayin. We were mazim them. And now they have to pay the Meayin Sherotzu Lapsidoi. V'nichelei L'Rav. And now the third problem we had is, why was the Rav so happy with their Vedas? The Napik, because their Edis was did not cost them so much money. The Napik Baina Vita Loi de Meshina. The Ikasha. So but Rashi asks, but we still have a problem over here. Hoyo v'rishoinim hein, if it is speaking about that they were the Rishonim, so they came first. Mayave mafsid delay. What were they mafsid the Eved? Holacheres ave mafkele. Lemaisa, when they came, that we didn't have the second cut. So they came and they were mative to the Eved. Hakati demay Eved l'rav boy l'shlumi. When they came, they were mafsid the odin, and they were maviach debit. Kamen pochlei mukminilei b'shomad bedin, and that will have to wait for the sugya later to understand what this means. Mimai. So now Abaye continues. How do I know that this is the case? Midiseife b'meipach v'hazome. The Sefer Ezichia speaking about the Meipach Vahasome, Reisha Nami, the Meipach Vahasome. So the Reish is also speaking about Meipach Vahasome. The Ktoni Sefer. Now what is the case of the Sefer? Meidanu es ish ploini shehipil eshein avdoi. Bisimo es einoi. Shrei ha'eved oimer kein. The Seif is speaking about that the Edom said that the sequence was Shein Ayin, and they wanted to be mafsid the Odin, to pay for the Ayin. Shrei ha'eved oimer kein. The Eved is very happy with this Avis, with this sequence, v'nimtzu zoymemim, mishalmim demei ayin l'rav. So it says in the Sefer, here they wanted to be mafsid, the Rav, to pay for the demei ayin. So memele, so they pay the demei ayin l'rav. Heichi domi. Now, if we will, let us now try to understand this Baraisa. The Baraisa mentions, you have Edom that said that the sequence was Shinoi Einoi. And then the Baraisa says, V'nimtso Zaymimim, and you were mazim them. Then it says, the Loch is Mishalmin Tmei Ein Lera, Hechidom. If we will say that the mazimim do not at all agree that there was a chavola, they don't speak about it, they just say imonu hayisem, and they have no knowledge whatsoever if there was a chavola, there wasn't a chavola. So it comes out, the cat said, and he became a ben chayre. He owes him demei ayin. So Memele, the Meikulei Eved, L'Rav, Boil Shlumilei. So why do they say they only have to pay him the Meayayin? Their Eidus, through their Eidus, they were Meshacha the Eved. They said the Eved became Meshucha Eidei, Apollos Hashem. So they should have to pay the Odin for the whole Eved. Ela Pshite, the Kamoide Kulu Bechabot. So we have to say that the second cat that was mazim them agrees that he became eyeless and toothless through the yodin, but the second cat says it is not the way you said that the sequence was shinoi einoi, it was einoi Shinoi. And speaking about Einoi Shinoi. Now, let us stop here and let us see Rashi. Midiseife b'shtei kitais. So now, Abaye said, how do I know that it's not speaking about three kitais the way Rava said? It's speaking about two kitais. Is lohochi toli reisha b'seife. Abaye had to bring a raya that the reisha is speaking about afchinu vazminu from the seife. Why? Rava said speaking about three kitis. He said speaking about two kitis for Avchina Vazmina. Why does Abaye have to bring a raya from the Sefer? The Sefer Zich is speaking about two kitis. Reish is also speaking about two kitis. Zot Rashi, the Reish leinechelon look me bishtei kitis elo begimel. Really, the akimta of Rava that it's speaking about three kitais is a better akimta. Why? Midiktoni, mishum diktoni, she'arav oimerkei. That means the Baraisa says the Rav agreed with this cat that they were mazim. If we'll say the way Abaye said, that there were only two kitais, Rav Oimer Kain is speaking about before there were mazim. They have a nichele bahani, the mafkele le'eved l'cheres. So why is the Rav happy with their edus? If it's speaking right the way Abaye said, Abaye is a problem with the Loshna Baraisa. The Baraisa said, they came and they said, it was einoi shinoi. And the Rav is happy with this. Now, why is the Rav happy with this? If no one said Fakel, he's very unhappy with this. They're coming to say that, they're the Eidus, they're the sole Eidus, the Vial, and they're saying, your Eved became a Ben Chaim, you have to pay him for the machine. Why is the Rav happy with this? The way Rav said, it's very good. Rava said, Rava told us it was a story before Aiden came before and said it was Shinoi Einoi. And then they came and they said, no, it was Einoi Shinoi. Oh, so now we understand that. The Rav was very happy. I mean, this is the last of the two evils already. You're saying Einoi Shinoi. So the Loshen of the Baraisa is Mashma like Rava. And Abaye would not disagree with this. But Abaye said, fine, I hear there's a problem in the Loshen, but I'll prove to you your Akimta is wrong from the Sefer. The Sefer Zicha speaking about two Kitais, So Mamel of the Reish is also speaking about two kitas. That's what Rashi says. That's why, that's the lotion of the Gemara. Me the Seifa b'meipach v'zoma, Reish and Ambi b'meipach v'zoma. Abaye to bring a raya from the Seifa. Elo me the Seifa, me took me b'shtei kitas. Al kochach b'meipach v'zoma, as the Gemara is going to prove it, muk mislay. We'll have to live with this. But Al Kaponim, like this, the Baraisa will be consistent that the Reish shall be like the Sefer. Sherei ha'Eved Oymekein. Now the Baraisa says the Eved is very happy. These were the first Edom that came. That's how Abaye learns Pshat. These were the first Edom came, is the Nechele, that they're doing a Gemalda Ketoybe. They said, Shinei Einei, the Mavkele Lecheres, the Yoivle, the Meayen. So they're, Eved is very happy with what they're saying. And then later, Basroi Oysan Shemazim. The Basroi are those that were Mazim there. So the Gemara said, "Eloi mit the loika moida hanach basroi bechavola debet klal." If the basroi are not moida at all, that the rav was chayvul debet, ela de kamri imonu hayisem besuloi midi. So memel, if that's the case, so why does it say that they paid the meayin to the? To the Rav, Kulei Eved Boi Kamoi Lishlume. So you have to say that the Basroi also say a day how the Chavola came about. Va'avchinu Va'hani Leile Rav. So the second cat was Mazem, then was Avchinu. They were Mahana the Rav Lepoitrei Mitmeyayim. I mean, in that everyone agrees that the heaven goes out Lecheres, but they're parting the Rav and Meyayim, Shein Merub Mitmey Shein, Miu Eved Nofik Lecheres. V'azminu, and they were Mazim them. So now, Rashi is Amir de Kerashi. What did Abaye see in the Sefer, not like Rove? So Rashi says as follows, V'hoche leke l'meima k'de oma Rove bereshe. Here we can't say Rove zekimte, da'asoi kat achite mekame ditu, there was first a first kat, v'omre ipche simo es einoi v'hippe l'ashinoi. If there was a first kat, and said that he owes the Meishinoi, the Asoi Kat Achite Bereshe, there was a first Kat, Vahoda Omri Hani Hippelashinoi Besimoi Esainoi, Kiven Deloy Apu Mayu Paskinon Dine. So how do we paskin? If the first Kat said Shinoi last, and they said, ain't they last? We will not paskin like them at all. Elo kerishoinim. The psak will be like the rishoinim. Shemaskikim esarav lidmei shein. To pay for the mei shein. Sheyeshne bechlau dmei ayin shalachoinim. So memele, if they came first, those who said that the shein was last, and then came the cat that said that the ayin was last, so there never was a gemar din like the second cat, because we have Edim that said that the shein was last. Is afilu nimtzu zaymim elo achreinim lehave mechayvi. The achreinim are not mechayv, then Edim zaymimim mischayvim et yigomar adin alpiyem. There was no Gemar Din. So here we see what we had mentioned before. In the first case, there was a Gemar Din like the Muzomim. Because in the first case it's speaking about they said over Shinoi and we paskin Shinoi. Even though we weren't Semechan the Eidus, we paskin Shinoi. Hilkachach Seifa Muchacha Lafumrite Bishtaikitais Umepach Vazome. Now the Gemara wants to explain the Akimta of Abaye. That means, as she explained, the Sefer cannot be speaking about there was a cut before them. There would have been a cut before them that said that it ended with Shinoi, and then they came and said it ended with Einoi. There was no Gemar Din like them. So the Zichel no Din Hazome on the second cut. So Al Kolchoch, they're the first cut. And later they were Mazim them. And it's Abchinu Vazminu. So just like the Sefer speaking about Avchinu Vazminu, so the Reish is also speaking about Avchinu Vazminu, even though we have a shtickle problem, the Loshen of the Baraisa, Harei Arav, that the Rav is Nichalei, L'chayre, why is the Rav Nichalei if they're the first Edim? That was a problem that Abaye had. But he proved Al Kochoch, he have to say this pshat because of the Sefer. Now the Gemara wants to explain the Sefer. It still needs a lot of explanation. The way Abaye learns pshat. So Bekitzer, Abaye said that it is speaking about as follows. First, one cut said that it ended up with Einoi. And then they were mazim them, and then they said he owes Shinoi. Ve'echidomi. So the Gemara says, what is the case that the second cut was Avchinu? Idekoma achri achuri hani basroi. If the second cut said that Fakert, your Eidus doesn't help because Imano Isa. Grad, there was a Chavole, and the Seder was Fakert, but when did this Chavole occur? If they said it occurred after when the first cut had said it occurred, so Memele. So akati deme eved l'rav boi shlumi. So then they should have to pay not only the deme ayin l'rav, they should pay deme eved l'rav. The chimechai bilei, because when they said edes l'gavro akati gavro l'av b'achiyuvehu. If the mazimim say that the chavola happened afterwards. So it comes out, Bishas, the first cut said Eidus, the Eved still belonged to him, and they're saying that his Eved became a Ben Chayrim, so they should pay him the May Eved. Takati Gavrilav Achiyubu. Elo dekomi kadmi kedumi hani baschoy. No, so you have to say it's speaking about that the first cut said that the first cut said that Monday there was a Chavole, and the Seder was Shein Ayin, and the second cut said, no, Sunday there was a Chavole, and the Seder was Ayin Shein. The Eidul Oyafak the Gemara. So that's Elo de Kamakad Mikadumi. So Memele, so it comes out that the second cut is saying, when you said Eidus already, he was a Ben Chayren, because it happened the day before. Frek the Gemore, that's not true. The Eideloi Omad Bedin. If there was no Hamoda Bedin yet, Akati demekule eved l'rav boi shlumele. So then the first cat that said Shein Ayin, when if there was no Amada Bedin, it doesn't matter, even though the Odin had already what made the Chavola before that. And the Seder was Fakelt. But before this Amada Bedin, the Eved wasn't a Ben Chayrim. So they said on an Eved who was still an Eved that he's a Ben Chayrim. Zakati de Mekula Eved L'Raboy Shlumelei. Zakati Gavre Loi Mechayev. Elo de Omad Bedin. It is speaking about there was Amada Bedin. And now let us see Rashi. Then we'll have a clear picture how Abaye Lim shot in the Baraisa, the safe. Ida ma'achi achurei hani basroi. If the basroi said that the chavola occurred after the zman that the first Edom had said, kegoy. The omri kamoi yoim rishin hava ma'ise. The kamoi said it happened the first day. V'osu basroi v'omri yom sheni hava maise v'ibcha hava. So memele akati kuli eved boi the shlumil l'rat. So the kamoi have to pay the whole eved l'rat. V'chi mechai v'lei miyom rishayim lohoitzi avdi l'cheres akati l'havi b'achi yuve. When they said Edis, they said, hey, this that from Sunday's Mechuyev, he became a Ben Chayr on Sunday, Akati Lava Bachayuv, the B'yem Sheni Hava Maise. So we have Akash of Akati Kuli Evet Bolu Shumi L'Rav, so they should have to pay the Demei Evet to the Rav, the Chiyosa L'Sudei L'Chayuvi L'Rav, because when they came and said, hey, this Akati Lava Bachayuv, the Rav was not a Bachayuv. Now, so you have to say the mikad meyakdumi ani basroi. That the second cat says that the chavola happened before the first cat said that it happened. She moidim de koidim she bos cat rishayne lohi nase maise. So the gemara v'idoloi hemidoi heved l'rabi l'din bedin. Now the Gemara says there's another problem. If as yet there was no Hamada Bedin, Sheb Koidim Shebosa Katri Shoina Lohoi, that means if there's no Hamada Bedin before the Katri Shoina came to say Eidis, Akati Kule Dme Eved Boy Shlumi, the kule boy absudi minei, because when they came to say hey this, they were mafsed him the evet. Even though when they said hey this, there was already a chavolem and of a chavola of einoi shinoi, but that's irrelevant. Dakati gavre loy mechayev, but he still was not mechuyev to lose his eved. The Ihave boy, if he would have wanted to, have also lebeidine, he could have come to Bezden, umoido mifta, the moido beknas potter, becheres the shein va'ayin knosu. So that means the Gemara says, it doesn't help that the second card says that the smiyas ha'ayin was before the edus of the first cut. But even though the smiyas ha'ayin was before, he's still an eved. And the ordain still has the koyach to make sure he shouldn't become a ben chayrim by being moed in bezden. So comes out the edus of the second cut, they were mafsed the eved from the ordain. Because when they came and say Eidus, he was as yet not mechuyev to be meshacher. So the Gemara says we have to speak about ksha'omad bedin Alahaboles alolu ayide edim acherim vebeznach. So now we'll have a clear case of what we're speaking about. There was Amod Bedin through different edim. The Amod Bedin was in Florida, and there they paskined, and there was Amod Bedin. V'chayvuhu, and two edim came in Bezin in Florida, and they were made that there were these two chabolis. V'chayvuhu in Bezin of Florida was mechayivim loniach ha'evet to borach, and the odin ran away with the evet. So the Bezin in Florida was unable to firoist the psak. There was a psak of Bezin. He goes out the cheres, and you owe him for the second chabolah. The hashte ikosi bailim kamon. That means, but since there was already a hamoda bedin in Florida, hole mahani lehedo. And now he can't be moid anymore because there's a gemardin in Florida. Adam came in Florida. Now, we're in New York. We have no idea what the psak was in Florida. The kotovalai hayevet, and the evet now is schlepping the odin in New York to Besdin, and he's saying, hipalta eshini, visimiso eseini, v'maditicho bedin, there was a din teire in Florida, v'nischayavto li d'meyeini. Vehevi edim elu al kach. That's the edim in the sefer. The edim in the sefer tell us that was the case. We were in Florida, and that was the psak. The psak was that he's a ben chayrin, and he owes him the meyai. Va'osu sadi achini. Now other edis came. Va'ach. Va'avchinu va'omru loichayvu bezin. Shudik in Florida, the psak was not that he owes him the me'ayin, ela the me'ishen. Va'azminu, they were mazim them. Now here it's very interesting. Here Rashi says to say the avchinu va'azminu, which is a little modern, because we're going according to Abaye that owes a kosh alatchilas azov. Here Rashi is saying the way the Loshna Gemara. Before Rashi said that it was Azmin of Avchino. Hilkach. But Bekitza, that's the story. Bein Reishe u Bein Seife, there was a din teire in Florida. There was a psak in Florida that he goes out lecherem less man the public. So Bein Reishe, Bein Seife, Ademei Eved, Loi Mechaydi. A fellow the Edom who came now in New York and we were mazim them, they're not mechuyi from the Demei Eved, but me bezin kame nofek Eved lecheres. Because the first bezin of Florida said he's a ben chayim. Elo shazal yamachzik boy, he was holding him still for an Eved. He came to New York, it was borach, he ran away from Florida. He's holding him for an Eved, so the Eved brought Edim in New York to tell Bezin in New York what had happened. Avo, some Emele, so there's no Shaila whatsoever that the Eved is a Ben Chayr. Now the Shaila is what the other knows him. Ela de Me'ayin Mishalmi Le'Eved Bebova Dereisha. In the case of the Reisha, they said, the first cat that came said that it was Einoi Shinoi. And then we were Mazim then, we were Mapach, and we said it was Shinoi Einoi. So they were Mafsid, the Eved with the Edis, the Mamoine, the Ayin, Islai, Gabe, Mi Besdin Kamet. Vikabo hani lemiftere, they want to patter him. Ubisayfe mishalmi dmeayin lerab. And in the sayfe they paid the dmeayin lerab. Vikamachai vile ashikre. because they said that the Seder was Shinai Einai. V'al kocher b'tav chena muk misla. You have to say it's speaking about that the mazimim were mapach. Dilachochi, kiven the leke sadi avedine kame, it was only these Aiden who were made what happened in Florida, and we were mazim to say them, is kulei eved bo yishlumi, then they have to pay for the whole eved. So Kochach is speaking about avchinu dasminu, and that was Abayish tiktoir. Abayish said, even though between you and me, the lashon of the first beraisa is noite terovis pshat, but the second beraisa, zicha speaking about avchinu vazminu, is memela, so that's the case of the first beraisa also, and l'chayra the Gemara means it was azminu vavchinu, so memela yev no raya whatsoever, that at akosha tchilas hazom.